could be the first.
Touchdown! Outwork, outrun, outhit.
Hand off Adrian.
One day.
And he's loose!
One week.
Touchdown, Vikings!
One game.
Congratulations. This is quite an accomplishment for you guys to be sitting atop the NFC North so low since 2009. But I don't really get the feeling that you guys want to bask in that glory.
No. Like, even you saying congratulations, like, has me hesitant. Just because Coach Zimmer's kind of staying honest. Nothing means anything until the end of the season.
There's seven more games left to play. I think, you know, it's important that we go out and prove every week that we can play with the big boys.
Coaches don't like to dwell on too many positive things for too long. So you just tend to move on to the next thing. Okay, what's next? What's the next challenge?
Football coaches tend to be equal parts tacticians and motivational speakers.
You guys have as big a heart as any team I've ever been around.
Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer fits that description, often delivering messages of caution and inspiration. That also means borrowing one that he and cornerback Terrence Newman learned in Dallas.
Don't take the cheese. What does that mean?
I've heard that for quite a while. I've heard that for 13 years.
Yeah. Where'd you first hear that?
Bill Parcells. It's a pretty good metaphor for, you know, don't bite what everybody's saying because it'll trap you.
There'd be a lot of games where he'd hang mouse traps up in the locker rooms, really all over the facility, and just talk to him about, you know, if you don't understand the things that got you to be good, you're going to fall into a trap.
Zimmer spent 4 years with the Cowboys under Hall of Fame coach Bill Parcells, learning invaluable lessons that helped shape him into the coach that he is today. What has he meant to you during the course of your coaching career?
Really an awful lot. He used to walk into my office almost every single day in Dallas. He said, write this down. Remember this when you're head coach. And he was always pushing me to be better. I hate to say this, but I always felt like I wanted to be as good as Belichick was to him.
Why is that important to you?
Because I'm not a silver spoon guy. I'm a guy that has to go out and prove it each day. And I always wanted to prove I was the best.
Hey, I can find a cover two corner anywhere. I'm telling you. We go down to 7-Eleven in Bloomington and get one.
How similar are your coaching styles? Do you feel like sometimes thoughts from Parcells are just filtering right through your mind come right out of your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I said, oh, that was Parcells there or something like that. But I know he's in my corner. Even now, today, he texts me after every game. And this week it was, first place is a dangerous place for a young football team.
Bridgewater runs up the middle and he'll score the touchdown.
In addition to keeping his players grounded and focused, Zimmer has strived to create a locker room culture built around physical and mental toughness, defying complacency.
What does a tough-minded player look like and act like?
It's hard to ask what it looks like, but I can tell you what it feels like. It feels like you get in practice in pads on Wednesday and you go after each other. I mean, there's no letdown, you know. It's more so like practice will be just as hard as the game will be, so you're not surprised when Sunday gets here.
It's a blue-collar locker room. I think it's a team that goes out and goes to work. I felt like my job was to play together as a team, to understand our strengths, the other team's weaknesses. What I've tried to do is not care who gets the credit. It's important that you do your job so that someone else can have success doing their job.